Metricon's Love Celebration is on now. Get $50,000 of added luxury from Australia's leading brands for just 10 grand. Metricon, love where you live. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Morning Melbourne, Friday, 3 minutes past six.
Morning Melbourne.
What's happening?
What's happening?
It's one of the big days today, isn't it?
I don't know if it is.
Yeah, I think so.
According to the screens behind you there, Fee.
What's happened here? Oh, that's so sweet. The happy birthday
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Fiona.
Thank you very much. Brendan.
We won't say what age because you look young.
Well, you're very kind.
It doesn't matter. You're 41.
Once you get over 40, it doesn't matter, does it?
41, 42, 48.
No, not even in the early 40s.
I'm just saying it doesn't matter whether you're top or bottom. But often when it's your birthday, like I greeted you and said happy birthday, Boxy. Did everyone else greet you?
I'm sorry, I ran to the toilet because I was busting, but I got most of it. Yeah. Yes.
Quick happy birthday.
Yeah, it's the happy birthday.
Thank you.
I don't know.
No, we all thought you forgot.
Saving it.
Saving it for what?
How did I forget?
What are you saving it for?
I mentioned 112 times in the last 2 days.
So in our studio, for everyone listening, there's a big happy birthday picture.
Massive, everywhere.
We thought Nick had forgot because he hadn't actually said happy birthday. So we're going to stitch him up. But then as soon as we walk in the studio, that popped up. When you go out there, what's awkward?
Yeah.
Because we'll try and not let you look at that. We're trying to get them off. I'm going, grab the ball thing, man. Grab the ball thing.
But anyway. When we were all in the office and you walked in, everyone went, oh, he's forgotten because he didn't say anything. And then we were trying to keep it from you.
That's why we had no board. We had nothing.
We had really? No
Didn't you see anything was different?
I just thought it was full, so I got to sit, like it went away like Tetris.
We do have a massive show for your birthday.
Thank you.
Got some big surprises, guys, for the box head today.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, throughout the show.
We've got an egg and spoon race. We've got everything today.
Oh, the celebrities, of course, are running for the All-Star Mile.
Impersonators.
Let's kick it off, though, with one of your favourite songs.
It is now
Joel Corry, Ed and Art here at The Fox. Morning.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, this is very exciting, and I feel like this is the best birthday gift ever. My birthday today, and tickets are on sale today for Frozen the Musical. Woo. Frozenthemusical.com.au. Get your tickets. I have been that excited about this. We're a Frozen family. You boys know this, my girls. I may be a bigger Frozen fan than my daughter. And the other one's too young to know about it yet. But we are joined by Anna and Elsa themselves, Courtney and Gemma, all the way from Sydney, where you're performing at the moment. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
This is so great. So, Courtney, you're Anna, and Gemma, you're Elsa. Were you Frozen fans before you were cast in these roles?
Absolutely. I heard all the obsession by the kids with Let It Go, and I was like, "What is this? What is going on?" So I had to watch the movie and was blown away by the performance of Idina Menzel, who's the voice of Elsa. And I was hooked like everybody else.
I'm the same. I'm a younger sister, so I definitely responded to the story really well and absolutely fell in love with it.
I mean, in many ways, Frozen has just had this incredible impact around the world. Because I remember first time I went to Disneyland, and my daughter was only two at the time, and we were sort of doing the Cinderella Sleeping Beauty thing, and I was meeting all these parents who were like, oh, you're not into Frozen yet, and Frozen had just been released, the movie. And it is now a worldwide obsession. Do you get, when you finish the performance, do you get like kids at the stage door wanting to meet you?
Oh, yes. Everybody dresses up as Elsa and Anna, including adults as well.
Yes.
And there's no shame in that. I'm all for it, all for that creativity and expressing yourself.
Well, we're about to find out. I mean, again, we have to stress how exciting this is. Frozen the Musical is coming to Melbourne. You can get those tickets today. Don't miss out, whatever you do. And remember, this is a proper musical. Like, I mean, I might take Trixie or I might just
go. You'll go by yourself.
Well, here's a peek behind the curtains. I'm going to Sydney first and then see it in Melbourne. Like, I've already got tickets to come up and see you guys in Melbourne, in Sydney soon. So I'll see you before you wrap up there and then I'll see you back in Melbourne.
Oh, fantastic. I think that's one thing to always remember too. With this musical, it is for adults as well. So I think a lot of people think that it's just for kids, but really there's two acts to this. It is absolutely, the characters are of deeper detail than the film because of that. And so, yeah, adults get a lot out of this musical, not just the kids.
The lady with all the promo merch sitting at the front with the popcorn up in Sydney, that'll be Fifi.
Oh, I'm coming with my wig
on. Just give her a little bit.
But it is. Now, what we do, Gemma and Courtney, so we on this show, we love Disney so much. We have a segment, a regular segment, Disney Oki, and we get people to call in, and you would think kids, no, grown adults singing Disney songs. And we would love, are you happy to stick around? And we might get, I mean, how good to have Anna and Elsa as the celebrity judges judging the segment. Would you be happy to do that?
Be honoured.
Fifi, Fev and Nix, Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Fev and Nix, Disney karaoke.
301060, we're playing Disney Oki here on the Fox with very special guests, Courtney and Gemma, who are playing Elsa and Anna in Frozen the Musical. And remember, get your tickets, they're on sale today. frozenthemusical.com.au. And this is great because we don't usually have such, you know, obviously very established, you know, performers judging this segment. But we've got Marcus from Richmond. Hi, Marcus.
Good morning. Hey. How are we?
Good, Marcus. Marcus, say hi to Courtney and Gemma.
Hello, Courtney and Gemma. Good luck for the show.
Oh, thank you. He's being a bit nice there, sucking up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you going to sing, Marcus?
A bit of Zero to Hero from Hercules, I thought.
Interesting.
Zero to Hero, great song. Okay, good luck, Marcus. Off you go.
All right. Bless my soul. Herc was on a roll. Person of the week in every Greek opinion poll. What a pro. Herc could stop a show. Point him at a monster and you're talking as a row. He wasn't no one. Do we need some more or should I stop now?
No,
that was great. That was great, Marcus.
What did you think?
Hey, thanks, guys.
Courtney, Gemma, would there be a role for him in a future musical, possibly? Olaf, Kristoff?
Hey, that pitch was wonderful and the enthusiasm was fantastic.
There you go, Marcus.
It's not good because I often sing to musicians and they come on and when they say the enthusiasm's good, it means you're really crap.
Participation trophy.
Yeah, it's like the encouragement award.
Well, next we've got Lauren in Pakenham. Hi, Lauren.
Hello.
Lauren. Now, Lauren, welcome to the show. This is very brave because you know Courtney is playing Anna and Gemma is playing Elsa in Frozen the Musical. You're going straight to a Frozen song. What are you going to sing for us?
Yes, I'm going to say first, it is risky. I mean, I probably should have left it to the experts, but gutsy. I am singing... Do you want to build a snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman? Or ride our bike around the hall?
Okay, Lauren, off you go.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies. And now we're not. Would somebody tell me why? Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman. Okay, Anna. Okay, bye.
Oh, that was a bit cute.
That was from
that was gorgeous.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks, guys.
Good feedback.
Gosh, it's so gutsy too. That's a gutsy tune to break out here.
It is.
I love this.
No, I love that very much. That was beautiful. Beautiful tone. I love that.
Oh, perfect. This is great. We should get you every week. We're a bit harsh on you.
We are ruthless.
And finally, Lee in Point Cook. Hi, Lee.
Hello, how are you? Who's this? Is this Beefy?
Oh, it's Lee.
It's a good friend of the show, Court and Gemma. This is Lee. You know, he sings so well. We took him to Tokyo to sing karaoke bars yes. once upon a time.
Yeah. And I'm still wow. in Tokyo now in jail. Thank you very much. It's been 2 years. When are you guys going to visit me? Yeah.
He did get accosted by the Japanese police at one stage in the evening. But anyway, Lee, what are you going to perform for Courtney and Gemma?
Well, I'm going to sing It's a Whole New World. It's in the movie called Aladdin. It's a whole new world.
Ooh, tough. A dazzling yes. place I never knew. Okay, Lee, take it away.
He sounded better than me then.
Yes.
Okay. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. Come on, Fifi. No one can ever know where to go. Fifi, come on. I'll say you're only dreaming. How's that going?
Oh, smashed it.
Amazing.
Wow.
Those vocals are awesome.
You're too good. You're too good.
Oh, this was so good. Well, thank you, Lee. And we are so excited about this. Courtney Monser obviously playing Anna and Gemma Ricks playing Elsa. Thank you for joining us. You're superstars and you're heading down to Melbourne, finally Frozen the Musical, and you get your tickets from today, March 5th. What a great day to release the tickets for Frozen the Musical at frozenthemusical.com.au.
Thanks. On your birthday.
Yay! I'll be seeing you. Can I be one of those weird people who comes to the stage door at the end?
Yes, please do. We would love to see you.
You're not supposed to ask that. They're going to say, Fee, yeah. would you like to come?
Because you'll probably think I'm joking. And then when we see each other and you'll have that look in your eyes like, she was serious. She's really here.
No, we would love that. We would absolutely love that.
Oh, well, thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Girls.
You were fabulous. And thank you for joining us for Disney Oki.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
1019, The Fox.
Nope.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing. Is it amazing? The segment where you call through with your amazing stories. These are those stories you've bottled up for years. You bring out when you've got a group of mates. Mm. You're at a dinner party. Like, remember when Aaron from Bomb Beach called in with this cracker?
I was driving along out in Bitten, which is out in the middle of nowhere, and got a flat tyre. And a young guy stopped to help me. He got out of his car and he told me the only reason he stopped to help me is because some bloke had helped him about 6 months earlier because he ran out of petrol. And I said to him, yeah, that wouldn't have been at the end of Westall Road in Springvale, would it? He goes, yeah. I go, that was me.
What Amazing. Are the chances of that? That is an incredible story. Aaron, you've nailed that.
Sounds like Aaron's got a stalker.
Now, Nick, we've been playing this all year so far, and you attempted, you came to Fev and I went, guys, I've got a great story for this segment. It was
He's
a Norton bear
5.
Story.
Yeah.
And you've tried to tell it a few times and it hasn't gotten better.
So I'm putting it on the shelf.
Okay.
That's
okay.
what it needs. Yeah.
Which
you know,
shelf?
Sometimes
wouldn't
in
be the
footy,
top shelf.
Yeah. It just needs a bit of R&R for a bit, the bear story. But the other day we're talking
down with
about
the Woodstock.
We're talking about near death experiences, right? A few years ago, another comedian, Tom Seagate, and I were on the Hume Highway driving out to a country gig on a Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We're doing, I don't know, 110. We're in the right lane on the freeway. Mm-hmm. In the middle lane, about 20 metres ahead of us is a big truck, big semi-trailer. In front of that semi-trailer is a ute with 2x4s on the back.
Gee, okay.
2x4 falls off the ute, goes under the wheel
Pretty
of the truck.
Sure you just got that off Google.
Get out. I'm not copping that.
Push through.
It's gone under the truck tyre, speared out, went right into the windshield where I was sitting, right? It's gotten stuck in there. But the whole windshield is smashed.
Gee.
We drove for a bit, pulled over. A guy's come to repair the car and he said, what's the tint on this window? And my mate said, it's a legal tint.
Gosh.
So I got saved in the most western suburbs way of all. Dark tint. Saved. Would have been dead.
It's mildly amusing.
I didn't want it to be amusing. I live. This is brutal. What do you have to do here to get... Like, I almost died.
I'll tell you what, if I was there two days earlier... My headphones broke. That's how bad that story was.
That's how good it was. They've checked out. The headphones went...
You're a really nice person, but it's just not amazing.
Fed's headphones have realised it'll never hear a better story again, so it's left
my
on
top. My headphones realised that was a shit story.
Sean from Dandenong North. Hi, Sean.
Morning, Fifi. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Sean. That's really lovely of you.
I'm glad you said it.
We're still
morning,
laughing.
Steve. Morning, Nick.
You said hi to Nick. Thank you for that, Sean. Yes. Now, Sean, I'm looking forward to this. We've set the bar low this morning. You've already heard.
Oh, my Lord.
She's a lady.
What's your amazing
story?
All right, guys. A long time ago when I was 18, my first car was a $900 1968 swampy green Toyota Corolla, and I was working at Coles back in those days, and there was a dinosaur, a green hard plastic dinosaur, that I eventually bolted to the bonnet of my car.
Yes.
Same swampy green. It was really well known. People knew the dinosaur. 13 years later, after some marriage and divorce and remarriage and time to buy a house, we went and looked at the first house we started looking at, and we saw this house. We went, we really like this house. We want to buy this house. And everyone said, no, you can't buy the first house. So we went and looked at four or five other houses. And then we thought, no, we really like that house. So we came back to this house to look at. And while walking around, we went out to the front garden to look in the front garden. And I kid you not exactly the same, because my old dinosaur was gone, but the same plastic dark green dinosaur was sitting in the front garden of this house.
Wow.
Your dinosaur, and you sold that car, got rid of it.
Mm.
Yep.
And then that many years later, the very first house you bought had that dinosaur.
Was it the same dinosaur?
No, definitely not the same. As in, not the one I bolted to my car, but exactly the same plastic green dinosaur. I've still got it in the garage now, and we bought the house.
It's amazing you brought the house, but boxing, it had to been the same dinosaur. That would have been...
You're a really nice person.
That's what I got.
But it's just not amazing.
Oh, Sean, I liked it. I did.
Nick's a controller. So sorry,
Nick,
Sean. I thought
that's
it was amazing
really mean.
Too.
Yeah, I'm pushing all the buttons here, Sean. Get out.
You and your dinosaur have a good day.
That was a great story, Sean. I liked it. Nicole in Tarnit. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Fifi. Happy birthday.
Yay. Thanks, Nicole.
And welcome, Nick, as well. And, Sev, I don't have anything for you other than keep the jokes rolling.
Nice.
You should have said that to Nick.
Nah, I'm saving them. I'm saving them for next year.
Okay. What do you got for us, Nick?
Well, I know Fifi's going to love this because I know how much of a huge Pink fan she is, as am I. Mm. I have gone to so many of her concerts over the years since 2000. Same. And in 2018, I was lucky enough to get tickets to the front section of the Wild Heart.
Oh, wow.
I did a personalised hat, a personalised singlet, saying, please sign my arm so I can get it tattooed. And at the end of Blow Me One Last Kiss, when they were doing the instrumental part, she ran straight over to me, took the Sharpie out of my hand and signed my arm.
Get out!
Wow.
She did it during the concert.
During the concert, and it's actually like I found it on a lucky little YouTube snippet, and you can just hear me screaming.
And now that signature, you have tattooed Pink signature on your arm.
It's tattooed on my inner arm with the lyrics to Perfect, the chorus of Perfect above it as a motivational reminder for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's beautiful. And I love Pink so much. Nick, when I met Pink, I cried. Yeah. Like, hysterical.
I know you did.
Wow.
I was very emotional.
I cried after she signed my arm, so I know the feeling.
She did do like 300 concerts in Melbourne, but it's a pretty good effort.
Well, I did great things.
It's a close to amazing.
Nick.
I didn't push that button.
But just needs a little twist bit at the end.
Nick, you gave him a name check and he does that, but I think it's a beautiful story.
It was gorgeous, Nicole. Well
done,
I love
Nick.
It.
You keep loving Pink.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Happy birthday again, Steve.
Thank you, Nicole. And finally, Adam from Dandenong. Adam, we haven't had an amazing sting yet. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Happy birthday, Steve.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. Now, what's your story?
So I just finished my uni degree, and me and a few of the boys from uni decided to go up to Queensland for a little bit, and we're there having a bit of a night out, something Feb would do, and and then I met a girl when we started, you know, we hit it off and we started talking, and I got back to Melbourne, she stayed in Queensland, and we're talking for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, and I went up there again to visit her, and then, you know, things started to get deep, and we started to talk about her personal life and that sort of stuff, and then one thing led to another. She was telling me that her father left her when she was 2 years old and all this sort of stuff. And then I told her, you know, then I started asking her, you know, do you know who your father is and that sort of stuff. And she started showing me pictures, and it turned out we've got the same dad.
I knew it. Oh, my God. I picked it.
I swear to God, that's not one word of a lie. I swear on my mom's life.
Wow. I was like, oh, my God. When you started saying things were getting deep, I'm like, I think we're related.
But not just related.
Brother and sister.
Your sister.
Wow. Yeah. How was it?
But I went home, I spoke to my dad, I showed him the picture, and he started laughing at me. He goes,
that's hilarious. Yeah,
that was before I met your mum. That was 2 years before I met your mum, and it's not you know, we didn't want to tell any of the kids about it because I was
your dad
about.
Laughed. Was he a bit concerned? I mean, you'd met a girl in Queensland that was your sister.
he was shocked, he couldn't believe it. He goes, what's the chances?
Ads, have you kept in contact? Did you keep the relationship up or just
Now she wants to be part of the family, and we're like, nah.
That'd be awkward at Christmas.
No, that's when I just, you know, left it at Facebook friends.
Oh, we've got a call. Hang on, who's this?
Hang on a second, Adam. Thank you for that. You got a phenomenal, by the way.
Does this bloke that's just on the line now know that it's not after 9 o'clock?
Is this really Ange Favola? Ange?
Hello, Fifi.
Yay, Angie!
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Oh, thank you, Ange. I really appreciate that. Oh, you're lovely. And what a beautiful son you've got, you've given me in my life. So thank you for that.
Don't give him a big head.
What do you want? Jello? What's happening?
Nothing. I just thought I'd do the right thing and wish Tracy a happy birthday. And hopefully she enjoys her special day.
Have you got a good...
Considering she spread it all over the radio.
Have you got an amazing story?
Oh, where do you want me to start?
Start with your tattoo. That was Nick.
I gathered that.
Tell Fee about your tattoo story when you got your tattoo. It's an amazing story.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
And what happened when your dad found it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that we went a boys' weekend.
Yeah.
We went to Sydney. We stayed at King's Cross. Done the usual stuff that you mainly do when you're that age. Then we hit the nightclubs.
Yeah. Maybe it's funny
after a few drinks. Good story, mate.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Let's do this on our world famous rooftop.
The All-Star Mile, March 13th, and there will be a horse. We have selected a horse that one of our wonderful, loyal Fox listeners is going to own for that day. So wherever that horse lands, you're going to get a minimum $10,000. But what about Tegan last year? Got $250,000. That's $250,000. So how does somebody get this horse? Well, right now on the world famous rooftop, we have our celebrity impersonators ready to race. That's Robbie Williams, Freddie Mercury, Michael Hutchence, Elvis and Olivia Newton-John are about to partake in an egg and spoon race, and they're running for our listeners. So I'm going to cross now to Nick. Nick, are you with some of the competitors? How's it going?
I am. I'm at the starting line here, Fee, and there's already been some trouble. You know, before a horse race,
yeah, the farriers come out. We need to reshoe it.
One of the horses just doesn't want to get in. Now, Freddie Mercury, he's dropped an egg already. We're an egg down. We are an egg down. Vegans everywhere absolutely spewing a wasted egg on the world famous rooftop. But we've cleaned up the track. There's some very interesting outfits
cats
here. Well, everybody's dressed as their celebrity. What I'm looking at very tight pants on everyone, and then Elvis rocking the suit. I don't know what will help here. Who should we chat to first? Freddie, how are you feeling, mate?
Feeling lovely, darling. Lovely.
You're feeling lovely?
On the mic, yes.
Yeah, you're on mic now. Now, okay, the drop dead, is there mind games in that? Are you trying to freak everybody out around you into thinking he's a bit nervous?
I'm trying to get everyone a false sense of security. That's what it is.
He's got a bit of Matt Shervington going on there, Boxy.
How's everybody feeling? Olivia, you're all right? They've all...
I love you. I honestly love you.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard. I hope she wins. That's great. Elvis, they've all got very different techniques here, Fee. We're looking at people warming
up the
eggs.
Man. I'm feeling pretty cool.
You've not been
shook up at the moment.
You're not too shook up. That's good. Very good. And Robbie just looks freezing in the corner, to be honest. He's very cold. So Robbie's going to want to get to the end first. Let's kick this thing off, huh?
Okay, Feb. Now, you're going to call this race because we did an audition for people to be the race caller, and you won.
I was the only entrant. Now, we've also got our lovely listeners here, Boxy, who have all got their celebrity runner. And if that runner wins, they win minimum 10 grand right here today on the Fox rooftop. So they're nervous. I did have Freddie Mercury as a $1.03 favourite at Ladbrokes, but he dropped his egg before the start. So hopefully we'll get things there into the barrier. Old Louis there, who is Robbie Williams, he's got his arm on there. That's how I used to stand in the goal square, arm on the fence. He's up and about. Michael Hutchins looks like he's at 3 o'clock in the morning at one of the nightclubs just looking for his prey. Have a look at him. He's standing there. Freddie Mercury's got the tight. Matt Shervington, they're into the gates for the Fox FM All-Star Mile 2021 stakes. Grab your spoons. Grab your eggs. On your marks. Racing, and they're off to a big start. Louis off. Oh, look at Robbie Williams go. Oh, God, Elvis is still in 1960. Robbie Williams!
Oh, no! Olivia Newton-John
has gone bang! Oh, my God, she come from the clouds. She did a Stephen Bradbury.
Fee won.
Olivia Newton-John has done it.
Fee.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable.
Fee, Robbie Williams and Elvis were home. They were in front, and then the eggs have come off the spoon at the last minute. And
for people listening, Fiona,
yes,
Robbie literally was 3 steps from the finish line.
Yeah,
his listener was up out of the seat, and then he dropped it, and then Elvis dropped it, and then in the third lane, Olivia Newton-John has done a Stephen Bradbury and won. It was unbelievable. Freddie and Michael Hutchinson were second and third. But congratulations, a mini sweep celebrity All-Star Mile winner.
And who?
Olivia, we've got, who we got here? We've got Nathan. Congratulations,
mate. You little beauty.
Wow.
Yeah, that was our strategy, the Stephen Bradbury approach, and always had faith in Olivia and a bit of girl power. Now, to get us over the line.
That's right, bit of girl power. That's
Boxy, just to let you know, Olivia Newton-John's got the high heels. When you look down there and there's 5 contestants, she's a bit similar to what our horse is going to be come All-Star Mile. It's going to be the rank outsider. But you were paying about $50 to win this race with your high heels.
I won that. I just saw that egg in front and I thought it's just going to come, keep going.
Yeah,
keep
and you come from nowhere, Boxy. She come out of the sky and she's won. And I think with Luna Fox... we could be a chance to win the 250 grand.
So, Nate, that is you're guaranteed $10,000. So, congratulations, that's going to happen. But you could be winning more, your share of $500,000, depending on where Luna Fox comes in the All-Star Mile. So, we'll all be watching for you, okay, Nate?
Thanks, Faith.
Now, Boxy, it does look a bit like when you're at a tab and your horse loses and you look over the other contestants. They're flat as
Food on the floor. People are
really
angry.
They're really upset.
Hey, if you're listening as well, make sure you check out all the action. It's on the Fifi Fevenick Instagram right now.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, and you know what? Forget my birthday. That was brilliant what we just witnessed. And it's going to be on our socials today, obviously. The celebrity egg and spoon race for the All-Star Mile. Just watching Robbie Williams sprint ahead of Elvis, but then both of them drop their eggs.
The Michelle Payne.
And Olivia Newton-John dressed as naughty Sandy.
Bang.
I love that too, that she wore her, not her good Sandy, her bad Sandy outfit. Just came through the middle.
With the high heels. Mate, if Nick and I were on the punt then, if there was bookies, we would have done our... We would have been in trouble.
Keep a lock on our Fifi Fevenick Instagram all day. We're going to put up all the footage from
the
race
day
as well.
Day today, Boxy.
When it comes to egg and spoon races, gamble responsibly.
And what a week it's been. What a great way to end the week. Here are some of the highlights.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. The media watchdog was out in full force this week as local radio stations were cracking down on unfortunate news anchors all over Melbourne.
Now, you would have just heard a little news report there from our newsreader, James Lake. I picked up, though, earlier this morning, we opened by saying, this is a story safe for younger ears. You probably think, here are some fluffier news pieces, nothing to alarm children, and this is what I heard.
James Lake with an update safer for young ears. Police are hunting three men behind a terrifying home invasion in Frankston South this morning. The trio stormed the Kirby Court home just after midnight, armed with machetes.
There you go. Kids, a nice little lullaby. I'm scared about the grown-up news stories that are coming later. If that's the one for the children.
A Ukrainian couple have been making waves after they handcuffed themselves together in an expression of love. This has led to panic among local punters as they scramble to find other creative ways to express their love towards their respective partners.
Me being the smart man out of that relationship, I would have been, hey, hun, if you love me, you'll stay there. I'm just going to pop out for a bit. I'll come back in a couple of days. And if you love me the way you say you love me, you will not move.
Why does Alex have to sit on the couch while you get to go out for a couple of days?
Prove her love. Isn't that what we're doing here?
Yeah, but why don't you prove your love and stay with her?
Yeah, but I'm going to go get some food and some grog and that.
Sorry, you just missed... You've missed Shakespeare over here. Why I had to leave was to get some food and some grog and that.
After the recent controversies with Donald Trump, Twitter has introduced a five strikes rule to ensure the platform is safer and more reliable.
And this is particularly aimed at anti-vaxxers because they're saying they are not going to endorse misleading information.
Do you want me to try it? On my Twitter.
Here's an experiment, Feb. Do an anti-vaxxing post, but then issue Nick a death threat and see which one gets some... I mean, sorry, yeah, that was
a bit... I'm killing Nick now. Yeah.
He already does that off air. I don't need it on Twitter as well. I just died
on your arms tonight. The music world is in the midst of a mystery with reports of a popular artist who is missing.
It's Fifi Fevenick here at the Fox. That was Mike Posner. I haven't heard from him in a while. Great singer.
No, we haven't heard from Mike.
Have your back, Michael. You probably won't think
you're cooler than me. Speaking of mysteries, there are rumours surrounding footballer Brendan Favola being part of the illustrious Illuminati.
Now, you know how there's been talk for years about an underground railway from Tullamarine to Southern Cross?
Yeah.
Somebody tried to tell me yesterday there's already one running.
People in the Illuminati know about this stuff.
You're not in the Illuminati.
How do you know?
I reckon a fair chance I know you're not.
I reckon one of the first ways to get in would be you have to be able to spell it.
Oh, right,
spell
right,
right,
Mr.
I don't know how to spell it. That's why I'm not in there.
It'll start with A. Am I right?
No.
Is it you? Is it Illuminati?
Illuminati.
E.
No, I.
Oh, I see. Something strange in your neighborhood.
A survey released this week has revealed that a lot of women actually prefer a man sporting the shaved headlock.
Do you know, Ian, and I speak on behalf of women that I know and myself, bald is fun. Bald's a thing. No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's all good. It just got weird because you two didn't speak. Oh, you just looked at me.
Weird because you just said, bald good. Bald
and
good.
At me
you sound like my son.
It,
I know.
Bald good. Good bald.
Just happened.
We know what FaceTime is.
And finally, Victorian Premier Dan Andrews has responded to claims that a relative of his is in the new season of Channel 9's Married at First Sight.
And this guy named Russell came on and I said to my wife, Alex, I go, that has to be Dan Andrews' twin brother. Now, were you aware of this lookalike? He's exactly like you, mate.
It has been drawn to my attention and the gentleman in question has my deepest sympathies.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as the witness to a Melbourne crime this week said...
I was having shisha and my sunflower seeds and there was ratata outside.
Metricon's love celebration is on now. Get $50,000 of added luxury from Australia's leading brands for just 10 grand. Metricon, love where you live. 101.9. This is